Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud, and your phone calls. Glad you're with us. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
I do enjoy your program, and I listen to you every day.
It must be such a burden to be such a handsome devil like you are and have these women just flocking all over you like that.
I feel like I am completely failing my husband and completely failing everybody around me who knows me.
If you have put your trust in Jesus' death, there's really nothing that can separate you from him.
It's kind of the Barney the Dinosaur standard for lasting relationships. I love you, you love me. Just
right.
That
I know it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Henry Cloud. And your phone calls in just a minute. Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Pretty well.
Good.
How are you?
Beautiful.
You are beautiful. We've always known that.
You are beautiful. In every single way.
I am beautiful to me.
No matter what they say.
I was just having a good day today, and so that just popped right out of there. Anyway, glad you're here. And I'm sure everybody else is. Oh, dear.
So what is today, anyway?
Today is November the 4th, and we're actually up doing the Lose It for Life Institute. So this is a taped program, in case you're listening, because we're in Cape May, New Jersey. Thursday's about the time when some lights start coming on for people who have weight problems. And I have just been so overwhelmed with some of the messages I've gotten, guys. You haven't been here. 180 pounds one lady has lost. And look at this. There's a picture of another guy who, you know, his fourth half marathon. Henry, you're looking awfully nice. What's going on there?
I've just lost a bunch of weight.
How did you do
it? For life.
For life.
Hopefully.
Again. How did you do it?
How did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that old saying, Steve, if you continue to do the same thing expecting different results, you're crazy. Well, I had kind of been, for a long time, just sort of managing it by, you know, trying to, you know, kind of watch it goes up and I kind of cut back and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But I just recognized that, you know, to continue to do that just wasn't really working. And I had about probably 15, sometimes 20 or so that I needed to get rid of. And I just realized, like we say, that without, you know, the external kind of things that go into that, you just can't do it. So anyway, what I did was I joined a club, and I this isn't exactly right because travel kind of affects it sometimes, but I started going to the gym 5 to 6 mornings a week. And at first it seemed like kind of undoable, but you get through after a few months, you just, you know, it just becomes kind of part of your routine,
right?
I did that, and I just basically it really wasn't hard, you know, it's not rocket science, but once you're working out every day, and I don't mean killing myself, but you know, weights and cardio every day, and I basically just cut out the bad stuff, the sugars and the starches, and I found you can actually eat a lot more.
You know, sure can.
When you're working out like that.
Yeah.
And I've lost a lot of weight. And by nothing drastic.
Simple changes that you can keep up are better than dramatic changes that you're going to stop eventually.
And that's the other thing is I didn't look at it to lose weight quickly. I just knew for a lot of reasons, you know, I needed to get back into a healthy lifestyle. And after a few months, you find out, oh, yeah, I lost all this weight.
Well, you're looking good, so glad to see that. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You need some help? When we come back, we'll go right to your calls. And, you know, for the free tips right now are the emotional eating test. You can get that at newlife.com or calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Ardmer here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. Let's go to Ann. She's calling us from Laurel, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what is going on in your life? Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I finally got through to you guys.
We're glad you did.
My question is, I'm in a relationship, and I need to know what's my next step. We've been together a little bit over 2 years.
2 years.
And from the beginning, I kind of saw red flags, but I just kept going anyway. And
not that humans ever do that.
No.
And we have a son now. He is 5 months old, and he still wants intimacy, but now it's like I don't want to do that anymore. And we're living together.
Because you're not married. You don't want to do it because you're not married.
Is that why you don't want that anymore? Or is there another reason?
I say I don't want to have sex anymore.
Yes.
Did you ask me?
Yes.
I don't have those emotions anymore.
Is it a values reason or more of the relationship's not good anymore?
It's more of my values, my morals. I mean, I know it was wrong from the beginning because, you know, in high school, I was like, yes, I'm going to wait till I get married, da-da-da. After I graduated, you know, you get curious, you do something you had no business doing. But it's like I got in a relationship, sex came into the relationship. We was going to split up. I found out I was pregnant, so we could stay together. But I don't want to stay together just because of the baby.
Okay.
But I want to do what's best for him, for the child, because I don't want him. I want him to know his father. I want him to. Yeah. I don't want to be like me, where I didn't grow up without. I grew up without my father.
No, you want to do everything to augment the relationship between your child and its father.
All right. So, what's your question?
Is it a boy or a girl, baby?
It's a boy.
Boy. Okay. So your question's what?
My question is, where do I go from here? He wants to get married, but I don't.
You don't want to get married, or you don't want to get married to him unless some things are different, or you don't want to ever have the thought of marrying him?
I have had thoughts of marrying him. I guess I don't want to marry him unless some things change.
Okay, well then that can be a very, very clear and a very, very redemptive stance. So why don't you say that? I mean, say, look, I would love to marry a certain kind of man, and this kind of man are the following things. He's faithful and responsible and honest and loving and a good father and committed and joins my hand as I pursue God with all of my heart and soul and strength and life. And I would like for that man to be you, and right now it's not. But if you became that man, then I'd be open to it.
Hmm. But you know what he'll tell me?
We ain't gotten to him yet.
Okay.
I want to know if you would tell him that.
Yes, I would.
So that is something that you would like if he turned into that guy?
But the thing is, some of those things he already is. He's a good, he's a person that'll keep the house clean. He'll feed, he'll cook
yeah, but
dinner,
you can,
cook
you,
breakfast.
You can hire that out. Huh?
It's like he has all those qualities, but it's, there's just no connection between me and him.
So the same thing Henry said applies then. You say to him, you want to marry me, and I need somebody to connect with, and I need for you to work on that, and let's see some progress in that you'll connect.
Okay.
What was what was the sigh?
Because that seems so simple. That seems like so easy, but with him, it doesn't seem that easy to say that.
What is it? What's hard about saying that? Say, look, I want something different than we had. What we did was we connected with our bodies without connecting with our hearts. And I want to learn to connect with our hearts. And I want you to learn to connect to me from your heart. And we're going to leave the body out of it.
Right.
And so that's what I want. Now, what's hard about saying that?
It's not hard for me to say it. It's to actually see something come out of it.
No, wait a minute.
That's out of your control.
That's not up to you. You're saying you're disconnected for some reason. You can't relate emotionally. I want you to work on that. There's a million ways that we can tell you guys work on that. So where are you doing anything? You're just saying, here's my requirements.
Okay. And so if he doesn't want to meet that or... Then what do I do as far as my son is concerned if we split up?
Then you say...
Then you co-parent.
I want you to be the best parent possible, and here's the schedule of what our son needs for your involvement, and let's keep to it like everybody else does.
But even I think if he moves to another state?
Then I would say to him... So you're saying I would marry a disconnected man who's a bad husband to keep him from moving to another state? I would put that responsibility on him. I'd say, you have a requirement. You have a son. And don't you move to another state. And if
just
you,
that plainly
regardless
too.
Of the two of you.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with me and you. Don't. This is not like a blackmail thing where you've got to marry me to keep me here. I want you to do what you need to do for the baby.
Okay.
You know what? One thing I don't think you realize is that I think you've got some more leverage here than you think. You've got some equity here. This man wants to marry you. And... A guy who's been living with somebody who doesn't want to have sex with him anymore, and she's changing, and she's cold to him or doesn't feel love for him, and they've got a responsibility, and he still wants to get married, I would kind of use that, not in a manipulative way, but I'd say, you know, there's some choices that you can make here because he wants that, and I would take advantage of that.
Okay, I hope that's helpful to you. And what's a book that you think just would help her in this situation?
Probably Boundaries Face-to-Face would be good.
Okay.
For being able to deal with this.
All right. We'll send that to you. Hold on. Glad that you called us.
I would say one more thing. What I hear in you is some flimsiness when you get around him. And like his moves or counter moves or, you know, whatever he does has the effect of getting you off center. And I would just make rule number one, Sharon, that you – did I call you Sharon? Are you Sharon?
Ann,
yeah. Sorry about that, Ann. I thought, anyway, rule number one is that you, before you deal with him, that you get really, as the Bible says, rooted and grounded in a team of people that's helping you to take a stand and supporting you in your values and supporting you and giving you wisdom and this, that, and the other. Because he does have some ways of getting you off center. And I think you need some help to do this. I've got a book coming out on dating, and one of the chapters is called Tie Me to a Tree. And the principle is that when you are in the single world, you need friends who know you. They know your weaknesses. They know your inclinations. They know how you've messed it up before. And they have a commitment to you that if they see you doing anything unwise or destructive, that they will tie you to a tree. In other words, they won't let you do this. So you need some good policemen in your life that love you.
Very good. All right, if you want to join us, if you need some help, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd be glad to help you there. And you can also go to the website, newlife.com. You can find our resource this week, Surrender, The Heart God Controls by Kathy Lee DeMoss. And when you support this ministry, we send you the New Life Journal. It's just a great journal. A lot of people wonder, well, I don't even know what to write if I'm going to journal. This takes you through it. It's interactive. You really like this, and it's our gift to you. when you support us. And, of course, we're trying to fund the call center for next year before the end of the year. It's about $100,000 a month. 87% of that goes to the people that are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And if you can help us with that, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And it's, you know, you can just pick how many lives. If you give us a gift of $97, you're responsible for 18 people that call us. That's what it costs to, for us to handle the calls of 18 people. Or 600 lives, $3,000. We need your help. We need your support. And we'll thank you for that by sending you the New Life Journal. All right, let's go back to the phones. And let's talk to Bill. Bill is calling us from Youngstown, Ohio. WHKW is the station. Hi, Bill. Welcome to New Life.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing all right. What's going on in your life?
Good. I really appreciate your show. I listen to it as often as I can. I'm married with two young children, a three-year-old and a two-year-old, and I'm going to be going to the penitentiary here probably after Christmas for something I got involved in about 5 years ago. Now, my wife and I are Christians. And my attorney's telling me that if we get a divorce, that my wife can keep the house. And I was just wondering, you know, I know that what God puts together, let no man put asunder. And
well, is your radio on in the background?
No, there's a radio on in where I'm at.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not your station.
Well, this is a really tough situation, but of course, I think you've kind of answered it that, you know, keeping the house wouldn't be grounds for divorce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand.
You know, in God's
eyes. In the eyes of God, would we be divorced or would we still marry in our hearts? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think divorce is divorce.
But there's no way you can hold on to the house if you guys stay married legally.
Correct.
And why is that?
It's just the way this particular situation that I'm in is working out with the legal authorities.
Do y'all understand this?
Uh-huh.
There's a legal situation.
Yeah, he's going to go to the penitentiary. Right. He's been convicted. The only way they can keep their house is if his wife divorces him. She can keep the house.
Oh, but she's not divorcing you because of the relationship. This is a financial.
No, we don't even want her to divorce.
So he's saying,
I'm just worried
what's
about
God
the children
think
and her
about
having a place to stay while I'm gone.
Right.
And the place that we stay in is paid for, whereas...
you own your house.
We own our house, but...
What happens if you sell the house right now? You just sell it.
We're trying to do that, but I don't think it's... The time frame is going to work out where we'll be able to sell it in time enough.
Yeah, why?
Why is that it wouldn't?
Well, because they'll be able to take the house once I'm convicted.
Who's they? People that you...
Federal government.
No, but if you sell it before you're convicted...
Then my wife could... Yeah, no, that's what we're trying to do. We are actually trying to do that.
Yeah.
And we might have like maybe 90 days, 60 days to do that.
It's been done with a low enough price. I wouldn't get a divorce over keeping a house.
No.
Is that the question?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the question 100%. How would, you know...
Even though they wouldn't be divorced in their hearts and
how would God look at that?
Yeah. We're saying divorce would be divorce, and you'd essentially be saying keeping the house would be reason enough to be divorced, and it just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I would certainly take a hit financially to get rid of that house if that would help you.
Yeah, it's just a tough sale where it's located, sure. And so on and so forth. There's, you know, well,
it sounds like you're really trying.
Yeah, really
to do the right thing.
Oh yeah.
How long will you be away?
That's a good question.
You don't know.
You don't know your sentence.
No, not yet.
You know what I would suggest is while you're still kind of out and about and have a lot of, you know, mobility and stuff, I would really, really hook up with a good prison ministry before you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to Charles W. Colson.
Good.
Yeah,
we'll get very involved and find out who's there and all of that, so you kind of know some know some people and have some support before you go there.
Could you share with us what you got involved with, how a man like you got involved with something like that?
Well, I was, you know, sold out to Christ when I became a Christian when I was 23, and I turned my back on the Lord. I had a children's church. I had a Sunday school class. And I went back into the world. I left Christ. Christ didn't leave me. And started making a lot of bad decisions.
What are you going to jail for?
Drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking. Yeah.
Mm. Well, we're so sorry that that life has gone this way. We're optimistic, though.
Mm.
You look back.
So am I. So am I.
You look back on Chuck Colson's life, and you say, "Wow! It almost seems as if it was God's plan all along, the way He worked with Chuck's life." And I don't think it was God's plan for Chuck to go to prison. But that's the way God is. He makes it like it was meant to be, and He'll do that with you. You trust Him, and He'll make something good come of this. An amazing thing will come of this. Well, hold on. I'm going to send you something. We'll be back after this.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud, and your phone calls. And you can join us, or you can get some help by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I just want to thank all of you who are givers to this ministry. And I want to thank you for those who come through for us at the end of the year each year. This really does have a lot to do with what happens with us all of the rest of next year. We have a call center, and it's touching lives every single day. 20,000 people call us every month, and it costs us about $100,000 a month, a little over $100,000 a month to keep the phones on. That call center is such a vital part of what we do. Many people, they only think about the radio program. But we don't just want to do radio to do radio. We want to do it so people will call us and they will allow us to instruct them to get the help that they need from the best possible resource. And that's what 1-800-NEW-LIFE does. So please call if you need some help. But if you don't need some help and you want to help some other people, please consider supporting this ministry with a gift, a one-time gift, or by joining Club New Life. We really do need your support here at the end of the year. And so I'm asking you to ask the Lord, is this a place where I should invest my tithes and offerings? Is this a place worthy of my support? And if you feel God leading you that way, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go to the website at newlife.com. We really do need your help. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sharon from Dayton, Florida. She listens on the internet. Hi there, Dayton. I mean, Sharon from Dayton. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. I have a very serious situation here, and I really would need some help and direction.
Okay.
My husband recently attended your EMB workshop.
Right.
And when he returned, he gave me he also told me that we've been married for almost 15 years, and that three of those years he had an ongoing affair, which there's a child.
My goodness.
She's now six or whatnot, and I see he is humbled. He learned a lot. This is extremely difficult for him to have kept that. And without going too much further, I really wish Jill was there. But
why is that?
Because Jill, she's more in tune to women, I think. But anyway, my situation
is... That's okay. We're going to do our best here.
My situation is this.
We're glad she is.
Like I said, I only just learned this. And my question is, and my husband's question is, what do we do with the child? There will be a relationship with the child because I will not stay married to a man that will not take responsibility. And that is what he wants to do as well.
Boy, that is just going to be really painful. I appreciate your attitude.
We also have two children. So
and how old are your kids?
8 and 11. And she is 6. So you do the math. My question is, how do we go about introducing? I have talked to her, and I have told her clearly that I gave her 2 weeks to figure out how she's going to introduce their daughter to his father, and I'll get back to her in a couple days. So this is going to happen, but what I want to know is I want some direction on how to go about it without...
How long has the affair been over?
I haven't seen her in 6 years.
Okay.
But she has always constantly wrote love letters and stuff, and I didn't know this.
But has he been paying for the child all that time?
No, they're both professional. She did not want anything. She did not want anything from him.
And he's had no relationship with the child up till now?
He's never, except for when she was first born in a hospital.
Has the mother remarried or married?
No, she has not.
Is there anybody fathering the boy?
No, it's a girl.
I mean, I'm sorry. So nobody has functioned as a dad for her?
No, she is still holding out this hope. She still, you know, I guess in these past 6 years, still sends him, you know, love letters to
up to the present.
And
up to
pictures.
The present, she's doing that.
The last time was March of 2004. He told me.
Okay. Well, let me ask this: are you and your husband at a place now where you feel really one together, and where there's no fear on your part that she has any power over him or this, that, and the other? Are y'all solid?
Yeah, we're very solid. Well, you know, that seems kind of stupid to ask me that. It's like, obviously, you know, I feel kind of stupid saying yes. Well, all these years I thought so, but obviously that's not the case now, is it?
We don't know that.
I don't think it's stupid to ask. I can tell you why I think it's a pretty good question, but I don't think it's stupid for you to answer it that way either, and I'll tell you why after the break. And I think it's the big question that you have to answer first before you figure out how you're going to go in and do this.
All right, we'll take a break here and we'll come back and try to give you some help there. You are listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we do want to help you. And we really do want to help you work through whatever you're dealing with there, and we can do that if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here. Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. We were talking to Sharon and found out after all these years that there's a child that her husband had fathered. And how do we integrate that child into the reality of our family, or the reality of the child back into the family? And it's always a complicated matter. Now we've got kids 8 and 11.
Right.
You guys think that's the right age to, or it can work okay for 8 and 11-year-olds to find out, okay, there's a half-sister here?
Well, if you say work okay, you know, it depends on what that means. It's obviously, there's no ideal time in that you know, it's going to be easy. And kids have different capacities for understanding things at different times and different kind of life context. But what I was going to say, Sharon, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
About whether or not that is a stupid question. You can be fooled by somebody for sure, you know, for all those years.
Well, yeah, but you don't be fooled for 3 years. Give me a break, you know, 3 years.
Whoa.
Give me a break. It's not like I'm a stupid, uneducated woman either.
Can you hang on for a second? I thought you said you were fooled for 3 years.
Right. So
you can be, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's what I said. You can be.
And you can be fooled and not be stupid, because the fooler can be a really good fooler.
Right, or there can be clear signs that you're in denial about, and I don't know which one was you, but what I was trying to say...
No, I'm never in denial about anything. I face things head on.
Okay, so you were fooled for 3 years.
And... that's where, personally for me, that's where I'm stuck. But
Sharon, I'm confused. When I said you were a fool for 3 years,
I feel like a fool. I feel like a fool. I feel I was betrayed. It was something I just never expected.
Right.
My husband is not even capable, or let alone smart enough, to even pull off something like that for 3 years. We're not talking about a one night or a week or a month, for heaven's sake. We're talking about 3 years.
But he did that, right?
Yes, he did, you know.
Right. And so just hang with me for a second. You were fooled. He fooled you for 3 years. I'm not saying you're a fool. I'm saying he pulled it off. Right?
Yes.
Because what you started out by saying was that, you know, because you were fooled once, that, you know, it's stupid to say that you can be, you know, not fooled now. And I don't think that's stupid, because what I want you to do is, and what he needs to do, and what the two of you need to do, is look at the way the rest of his life is different. And what I'm arguing for here is you're going into a very, very difficult situation and a difficult path with him. And you need to make sure that you and he needs to make sure that you guys are strong together.
Well, just remember, he just returned from the EMB workshop, so he's floating on this total revelation of all of this stuff. And it's like, you know, this makes the pornography looks like, you know, makes that nothing now, doesn't it? It's like,
well, he's got the burden.
Nothing compared to that, but goes there and it's like, oh, all this openness now and all this, you know,
right.
And it's like, now, you know, it's like, I was expecting something, but not this.
Yeah.
Well, but what I'm saying, Sharon, is that it's great to come back from a workshop in a new place. But what I'm interested in is what the workshop talks about is the ongoing path of his being a different person in all the other areas
of his
life.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants. You know, that's what he wants. It's like, you know, every morning we pray, every night we pray. I can see the difference. I can see it.
Okay, listen for a second.
Sharon, let me finish, okay? What I want to see from him, and I want the two of you, not just what he's doing with you, because he's fooled you before.
And don't remind me. Okay.
We've talked about that in this call, and that's happened. And what I'm telling you is, if you and he are going to get to a good place together where you can go through this, that what I would also like to see is that he's involved in doing other things in his life that you can trust. In other words, that he's going to get help, that he's involved in groups, that he's with other men, that he's accountable, and all of that.
Right, and okay. Like when he came back, you know, from this meeting, it's like the whole, I'm sure you've been to the EMB workshop, so now it's like his band of brothers. I mean, like I said, he's truly on a cloud, you know.
Sharon, can I warn you about something? The Bible talks about a root of bitterness, and you have everything to be sad and upset about for a season over this revelation, but be careful that this doesn't become a lifestyle. And make sure you get love and support and all that. But sooner or later, you're going to need to integrate this truth and this reality and this.
And that was the reason why I was calling. What I want you to help me with.
I understand. I'm just saying that you don't want that to be forever. And so
I don't hate him and I don't hate her.
But you know what? It's natural and normal that you would, after this revelation, and now he's all feeling great, and you're just getting the full brunt of the confession, that you'd be angry at him and angry at all men right now.
That's no, just you, Steve.
Or anybody. Well, but it's something that many women go through. And so now you have to pick up that, and like John's saying, not let that become a lifestyle for you, or that will kill you.
That is not my style.
Okay.
I deal with difficult situations.
You're not normally in, but you're in a catastrophe right now.
Well, you know, let's see, 2 days ago, so, you know, okay. I'm a little fresh here, and you're the first person I've talked to, so maybe that might have something to do with it.
Well, okay. We understand that.
But I do want you to try to get the self-blame out of it as well, because it wasn't your fault that you didn't see things. Apparently he was very good at it. You said you're not in denial about anything. We believe you. And I want you to just look at the rest of his life and as he continues to watch that, and the two of you be involved in that process together, because that's going to make you strong. And I started saying all that because if you're going to go into this together, it is important that you feel strong with him and you guys feel one and you trust in his recovery, not just from what he's telling you, but from what you see about his life. That's going to help heal this, and that's going to help you. Now, on the other part, I think that if you're going to kind of do all this, I wouldn't do this, you know, without help. What I would do is I would get a really, really good kind of, you know, family or blended family counselor that has been in the process with having kids have to come together from different families a lot and understands what they feel and understands techniques to help them deal with that. I would just get some help.
I'm going to send you the book, Every Heart Restored. I hope you'll read it. You're going to find women in here calling men sexual pigs the day after they came back from the workshop to find, you know, and the day after their confession. Has the same kind of feelings you've got. I think it'll help you. You hold on, and I'll give you that information.
But not answer my question, though.
Okay, what is the specific...
How does he do this with the child?
How does he tell the children about the child?
Right. I have to think about, too.
Right, Sharon. And what I suggested was that he not do that alone without guidance. Did he get help to do that? But the principle is that the truth is always the best, to the taking into regard the age of the child and how much truth they can understand and what they can use and what's you know, able to help them. You can overburden a child with too much, and you can kind of keep them all confused with not enough. And I think it's best done in the context of a counselor who can look at your kids and know what their capacities are, know what they're bringing to the table, and for him to tell them.
I see. Okay.
And the counselor can either...
Does that answer it for you?
Yes. In other words, you're telling me to probably get together with a blended family counselor type.
Yes, someone who understands developmental issues and either have it done within the context of that or just the way that the counselor would coach him to do that at your home. But, yeah, just ways that the words and the phrasings and the concepts so the kid can get it. And, you know, kids do have a way of assimilating this, you know, in pretty cool ways.
And what about the other daughter, his daughter?
You mean telling her, you mean?
Well, that wasn't an option. I didn't give that an option. She will have to know, and he will be involved, so...
Oh, she doesn't know now?
Well, the mom, I guess, told her that her dad is very busy.
Well, the counselor will help with that also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But if he's going to be involved, which you want him to do, then I think that, you know, they'll just have to arrange some sort of meeting in the safest way for her... And the people she feels comfortable with and knows, you know, well and feels safe with. And then he will somehow be brought into that situation and they will have prepared her and say, you're going to meet your dad. And
All right.
Go from there.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figured that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip, and that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we... cancel Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Towns and Dr. Henry Cloud. Let's go to Melissa in Cincinnati, Ohio. She's listening to WAKW. Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm
good.
A little nervous. Love your program. First, I wanted to tell you thank you, because so many times I've been able to tune in, and I've actually called the New Life 800 number and got materials to help me through some things that only God can move. So I just want to say thank you first.
You're welcome. How could we help you right now?
Well, I've got a situation where I don't know exactly how to deal with other people in my life who are trying to tell me how to look to the Bible for guidance. Dealing with my ex-husband.
Well, so far, we would probably support that, but we suspect something's gone wrong there.
Kind of. My ex-husband and I divorced 2 years ago, but we've since gotten back together. We have two small children, and we felt like they were doing better when we were together. We felt like we just had gotten way off of God's path, and we're trying to get back on it. And
hey, way to go.
Yeah, well, but we're living together, and that bothers my church. They won't let us hold a ceremony at the church, but they're telling us we have to get married. His counselor, he's in counseling for the reason why we divorced.
Now, hang on a second.
Yes?
You should marry.
You should marry, but we won't marry you?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because they won't marry couples who've been divorced, who have a previous marriage.
From each other?
They won't make an exception. They said that they don't do couples who've been divorced. And
so thinking that is wrong, they're asking another church to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's what that is.
Yeah, so I'm looking for another church in my
shouldn't
area. But oh, I'm really having a hard time with, we live together. And he's in counseling, and he's going through his recovery processes. And his counselor is saying, don't get remarried yet. You've got a long way to go to respect women and things. And so I was wanting to move away for a little while, just live with my sister.
Is what his counselor is saying to him, you are also experiencing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And
so you're not ready
to be remarried?
Yeah.
No, not totally emotionally. I know that I need to either, you know, I need to choose one side of the fence, because it's in my heart and in my understanding of the Bible and God's directions for us is that we shouldn't live together if we're not married.
So what is the problem in going
the
ahead
problem,
and moving
well,
out?
I was going to go stay with my sister for a little while, and my family just kind of reached in and said, no, you're staying put, and we won't help you go to your sister's, because I was needing help to get out to where
my sister
lives.
You mean financial help or what?
Financial, yes. She lives quite a ways away, and my ex-husband...
You can't, like, afford an apartment right now?
No. I wish I could, but I can't. So I just don't know what I need to say to my mother, because we've had conversations and she's upset that we're not married but that we're living together, but she doesn't want me to leave him. And getting that conflicted from your mom, you know, that conflicted
well, wait a minute.
Response.
It's
confusing.
That may not be a conflicted response at all.
To say I don't want you to live with him, but don't leave him.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. That yes, would be our position.
We might agree with that.
Okay.
Because if your counselor is saying, but we have to know more. If your counselor and you are saying that he is so bad that you shouldn't be in a relationship with him, is that what they're saying?
No. They're not saying he's so bad I shouldn't be in a relationship.
But you're moving out.
They're saying
so. Why would you move out?
Because I'm conflicted. I don't know what I want anymore, and I recognize that, and that's why I said I need to either I need to choose a side of the fence and hop off.
Well, but you don't know yet. So what would be wrong with separating from him like married people do?
Mm-hmm.
Married people get separations. They live close by each other. They get separations that are guided by counselors. And there's a healing process, and there's a goal to the separation, and everybody does their part. And when the separation does its work, then the end goal of that is reconciliation. So you could, he could move out if he were serious about making this relationship work. He could go, live with some guy, friend of his, sleep on the couch for the sake of his family for a while. You guys could work on their relationship. And you would be giving him a strong message of, look, if we're going to do this, it means that you've got to, step up to the plate and do what your counselor's saying. And I want to build a home that's based on love and respect. And that's not happening. And we need for that to happen. So what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing wrong with that. But we are out of time, and I hope that she will do exactly that. That would be a great thing. And I'm going to send her Surrender, The Heart God Controls by Kathy Lee DeMoss. Hope that'll be a great book for you, a book of encouragement. Those that support the ministry, we send you the New Life Journal, and we do need your support. We're so grateful to all of you who support us. We love it just that you listen and that you go the next step and you support us and help others receive hope. We're so grateful. We're going to send you the New Life Journal if you support us. And, if you just need some Christian counseling, you call us, and we'll be glad to provide you with a counselor in your area that can help you in some way with whatever you're dealing with, part of our network there. We've got some great partners that can help you with whatever problem you have or someone in your family has. John, as we close out the program today, share with us some truth from God's Word.
Well, a lot of the things that we see in life just come back to the basics, Steve, and the basics is just that God provided Jesus as the sacrifice for everything. And everything kind of starts there, and it's always a good centering point for us. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you've received and in which you've taken your stand. And every day, we just need to remember that the cross is the center of life, and we invite anybody who is not sure where they stand to make that substitutionary atonement and ask Jesus to be the one who paid for their sins, and life begins there.
You just can't do it well enough, good enough. You can't earn your way, and that's what Jesus has stepped in. And you don't have to wait for God to get even with you, because essentially with Christ, God got even. And we are even. Our sins are taken care of. It's done. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to be there for you. Remember the resource, The Heart God Controls by Kathy Lee DeMoss. And the New Life Journal is our gift to you if you support this ministry. Whatever size gift you could go to help us supporting the call center here and trying to pay for all of the call center before the end of the year. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our free tips, the emotional eating test. If you want to know if you're an emotional eater, these are great tips, some questions that you ask yourself.
Or if you're happy when you eat.
If you're a happy emotional eater. There are people that get in trouble because they're just so happy.
I get too happy when I eat. Yeah.
You're a happy eater, happy emotional eater. And again, don't forget that great resource. It's a beautiful book, a great gift book. Kathy Lee DeMoss, The Heart God Controls. We love you. We love being with you, and we will see you here again tomorrow on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life.
We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.